Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gus Gill. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gene Brabander. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to second. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Hovley reaches second base with a double. Horton throws the ball into Freehan, who tags Hovley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hegan scores. Mincher goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Pilots. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNairtney moves to second. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. One out. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander strikes out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan fires to second and picks off McNairtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball towards left. Hegan settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hegan. Horton moves to second. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Gill moves to second. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gill moves to third. Comer moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hovley is walked intentionally. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Brabender is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabender is 0 for 1 in the game. Brabender strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Comer. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Comer steals second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hobley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Comer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Mincher moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt strikes out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Wilson moves to third. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stanley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Goosen pinch hits for Ray Euler. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Pilots 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Clark now playing shortstop. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-2 in the game. Matchick is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bob Locker now pitching. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Bob Locker. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Pilots 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Dave Campbell now playing first base. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Comer hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hobley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Pilots 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-3 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball towards left. Hegan settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hegan. Freehan moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Tigers. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Seattle Pilots, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.